I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I feel very blessed that I get to work with Sam Clark, the visual component, on this podcast. Sam, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Sam is, and I like to think I'm pretty avant-garde, but Sam is, I would say, more avant-garde than even I am. Would you say so? I'd say you pushed the envelope.
I hadn't even thought about it.
I think of you as being very avant-garde. So we did the episode last week where I was on the road, and I was already bringing a pretty avant-garde position to the previous episode. And what I thought you would do with the edit, rein that in, you know? Rein that in, but you took it up a level.
It was a bit of an exacerbation.
It was already pretty exacerbated. It was exacerbated.
It was exacerbatory.
And I, yes, it was a lot. And that's, you know, I don't know how that will have gone. We're recording this before then. Who doesn't love the avant-garde? I love the avant-garde. Yes, I do. I love the avant-garde. How about you? I love the avant-garde. But I'll tell you what avant-garde means in French. It means vanguard. It means forward guard. What does that mean, James? It means the guys who get killed in war first. It's risky to be the avant-garde. People go, I don't understand this. People have had a hard day's laying bricks. They come home for an evening of the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. They just want to be soothed. They want their brain to be turned. They've had a hard day doing whatever it is normal people do out there. And they're just looking for something. Sometimes it's good to be pushed. And sometimes it's good to be taken care of. I've been thinking about this a lot. Because we want to grow. We want to get out to more people. We want to monetize that. We want to get a boat. And we also want to push it creatively and be the bold frontline vanguard. But it's about balancing those things. It's about saying, hey, we love you. Hey, we're gonna push you a bit. We're gonna take you to your absolute limit. In an erotic context. We don't want to get bored. Yeah, you got to know that I'm here for you and I love you and I comfort you. Do you understand? So while we're having this conversation, I think it's important for us to be here in the room with a relatively normal, other than the fact that Darcy's sitting behind me, I think we've got a relatively normal setup going. And we'll bring Darcy into the podcast. I guess Darcy, what would you like your role to be on the podcast?
I get a say in this.
You're on board now. You're talking now.
Awesome. What's the question?
Well, this is what I mean. So that's, have we pushed the podcast to an avant-garde level? Yeah. Yes, we have. And is it time for us now to say, hey, audience, we've pushed you. Now here's something a little more, here's a degree of normalcy. Here's just two bros kicking back, having a chat together in a normal way. And now we've got Darcy. Darcy's my buddy now. I think Darcy, you're my friend now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, last episode with Darcy, that was, again, quite avant-garde. Okay? We do the normal episode, street talk. Who's not doing that? Everybody does street talk. Everybody does a street talk episode. Whatever. But then taking someone from the street talk and eating a laksa, that's pretty avant-garde. Okay? So now I think we need to take it one. We need to step back. We've pushed it forward. Let's pull it back. We push it forward. We pull it back. Okay. So now we're pulling it back and just me and Darcy having a chat. Normal podcast. Just two bros hanging out, drinking some sparkling water. What's in the news? What's new with you? How are you doing? Conversation. We've got a third guy in the chat. Sam Clark. He can come into it sometimes. Sam. You got to set.
I just need to change something with the lighting.
Go for it.
I've made it too avant-garde.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Now, are we totally not avant-garde? No. Darcy's behind me.
But you're getting him a good angle.
I think that's important. If we were just together on two chairs, people would go, they've lost the soul of what the podcast is about. They've forgotten their roots. But also, it's difficult because our roots are sort of rootlessness and pushing things forward into the future. So it's that difficult balance between having roots and the roots being rootlessness. Darcy, how was your week? Here's a fun fact about that Darcy told me on the drive here. The ladies love Darcy now. The ladies have been getting in touch. Is this right, Darcy?
Yeah.
Ladies love Darcy. He's a handsome man. Eligible?
Yeah. Sorry, are these questions?
These are questions.
Oh, okay. You gonna say something?
Well, what's Darcy's dream woman?
Oh, well, tall. Not that tall, but
taller than you or shorter than you?
Probably around my height, but I take a little fluctuation in, you know, in size.
With heels on or without?
Without.
So no heels, about your height, but with heels on, taller than you.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll take that.
Well, no, Darcy, this is a bit, let me tell you, because when you go to an event, on your wedding day, your wife may want to wear heels, but also will want you to be taller than her.
I don't want to wear platforms. Make her shorter. She can put on the sneakers. I'll wear the heels.
You want her in the sneakers? You want Lily Allen on the smile video? I always found that her very attractive in that video.
Was she the one with the short hair, or that's a small too?
I'm not sure. Are you following
short
the?
I like short hair.
The Iran. You like a short-haired woman?
Yeah, that's it. It's all right.
Like a sort of a pixie dream girl type. I don't know if that was a term.
Is it?
It was a term. Zoe Deschanel. I guess she didn't have short hair. Who would you say was a short-haired sex icon?
Peaches?
Peaches.
Who?
I always found Peaches to be sort of confronting and upsetting. Yeah, Peaches was a singer-songwriter.
When was this?
Mia Farrow. Oh, have you seen Roman Holiday?
No.
You seen Roman Holiday?
I have.
Very fetching. Yeah. Do you know that was a big movie in Japan?
It was?
Huge movie in Japan. That's Audrey Hepburn. Am I getting
Audrey
that right?
Audrey Hepburn.
And she had a short haircut in that movie. It's part of the plot of Roman Holiday. And Japanese women loved that movie. And there's a news story about the barbers on the hair-cutting shops of Japan offering sacrifices to the gods to apologize for what they had been doing to young women's hair. Because young women would come in Japan and say, "Please, make me Audrey Hepburn." And they'd go, "Oh, yes, your beautiful hair must not get cut." And "Please, I want the Rukareka Audrey Hepburn, I pay you." And they take the money and they go, "Oh, what have I done?" And they have to light incense to apologize.
That was a fun fact.
Well, see. Darcy, you ever stare too long into the void?
Yeah, right now. Mm. Very much.
You ever have financial stress?
Yeah.
Well, this is a paid message from BetterHelp. Financial stress affects far more than our bank accounts. It can take a serious toll on mental health and relationships. With 88% of Americans feeling some form of financial stress at the start of 2026. Money worries often bring anxiety, sleep disruption, and even depression, and are one of the leading sources of conflict for couples. I agree. This month, we want to normalize the emotional weight of financial stress and remind people that struggling with money doesn't mean they've failed. Sometimes it's just accessing the right kind of support. Okay. Again, I don't know how any of these are meant to be under 60 seconds. It's so many words. James, Is this an ad for BetterHelp? Yes, it is. James, would you ever speak to a therapist? Well, that's not a question anyone's really answering.
Or asking.
Or asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why even bring it up? Take a moment to reflect on your own experience. Boy, I've had some moments of financial stress. Hey, listeners, think about your financial stress. Share a brief personal story or insight. I was poor for ages, and somehow I'm still poor, and I'm waiting for that to end, but I just worry that I'm going to be poor forever. Listeners, therapy isn't about financial advice. It's about managing stress, shame, or anxiety. Therapy can help people unpack their relationship with money. Apparently, build healthier coping strategies, so they say, and feel less alone in the process is what they want you to believe. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the US. They match you with a therapist. They give you a questionnaire. They put you in one of their little boxes. And they've had some very positive reviews.
I like the idea of managing my shame.
Manage your shame. Yeah. Listeners, here's what I do when I'm dealing with shame. I speak to a friend, or if I've committed a sin, I confess it to a priest. When I feel ready to confess it to a priest, I confess it to a priest. Maybe you don't have a priest. Maybe you don't have a friend. Or maybe you do, and that's, for some reason, not enough. I think I can read this. Darcy, you ever...
I'll read it.
No. I think I have to read it. I thought about giving it to you, Darcy.
I'll gladly read it.
But I have to read it verbatim.
Because you're the star, yes.
No, but I word for word, I can't weasel my way out of any of the things they want me to say verbatim. I'm finding it quite hard to do the ad reads. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Hey. Some people probably, I can say this earnestly, some people probably should go to therapy. There are people in my life who I wish were in therapy. And I think it's a mistake for them not to be in therapy. All right, when I start like that, I can really do it. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/catamaran. That's betterhelp.com/catamaran. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sponsored or brought to you by BetterHelp. It was paid for by BetterHelp. Please do not make any statements implying personal use if they have not used our service. I have absolutely not used this service. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Darcy, do you think it's time for you to speak to a therapist?
No.
Excellent.
But if it was, he'd know where to go.
But if it was, Darcy, would you know who to text or call?
I think I would. And I think I know of a company which I can contact for...
If.
Not when.
No, absolutely not when.
If I came to the conclusion that I may need some help, if I did, then I would go to this company. And this company's called, how do you spell it?
It's called BetterHelp. And it's spelt the way it sounds. Will I be calling them? I hope not. But would genuinely, if things got so bad, there was no option. Who can say? All right, moving right along now. I've been thinking about the avant-garde, as we've discussed, and we don't want to be avant-garde. By the way, Darcy, if you feel insufficiently involved, there's a scratchy. Let us know what we win.
All right.
And you feel free to chime in on any of these. So I feel we've pushed too far with... Not too far. I feel we've pushed pretty hard. I think we're pushing the audience to their absolute limit, and it's time to just take a moment. Let's just at least take a moment to sit within positivity, normalcy, niceness, not the avant-garde. Mainline is the name of this list that I've made. So these are some mainline positions that I think the podcast can take to help relax people. Darcy, how do you feel about being mainline?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
Well, you tell me, both of you, if there's anything here that you would disagree with, okay?
All right.
War is bad.
Yes, bad.
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 Sammy?
Yep.
War's bad.
I'm in for war is bad.
War's bad.
Good line.
Love is good.
Love is good.
Love is good.
That is
good. Mainline.
Love is good. Mainline. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't always have to be alienating. Doesn't always have to be flights to Switzerland. Doesn't always have to be doing, you know, eight different levels of irony with an advertisement read. Sometimes children are good.
Sometimes children are good, or...
No, you're right.
That was the end of the last sentence, and then we... Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to update it. Sometimes children are good.
Yeah.
Addiction is bad.
Bad.
How's that scratchy card going there, Darcy?
Is it always this hard?
Hey, mental health is serious. Mental health, serious. Can we agree with that?
Serious, yes.
Mental health is your mental health. You got to take it seriously.
Yeah.
You got to look at it. You got to think about it. Mental health is serious. Mainline.
I saw a you know, when you go to the footy and they've got the banner ads around on the screens that are showing the ads.
Yes, I do.
There was one last year and it was like fighting mental health, and I just I just wasn't sure if that was right.
I want to stab mental health right in the fucking throat. Like that?
Yeah, fight mental.
Fight mental
health. Fighting mental health.
I think rather than fighting mental health,
we embrace mental health.
Nurture.
Probably more.
Yeah.
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 Foster.
Mental illness?
Fight.
Fight that.
Yes.
Yeah. Gambling is concerning is the next one. Gambling is, it's a concern.
Mainline.
Yeah, mainline. Nature is good.
Yep.
Pollution is bad. Money doesn't make you special. Kindness is special.
Yeah. Mainline.
Mainline. Again, Darcy, you feel... How'd you go on that one, Darcy? Is it done yet?
I'm done, and I didn't get anything three in a row.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, boss.
See how you go with scratch your card number two.
What do I do with it? Yeah, who cares?
Technology presents challenges.
Mainline.
Mainline. Suffering is bad.
Oh.
Things are complicated.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You think add sometimes to that one?
Sometimes they can be.
Sometimes things can be complicated.
Sometimes by choice too.
Hey, corruption is bad.
Yeah, bad.
Nepotism is bad.
Nah.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
Well, I mean... If I, like, it depends.
You think is it mainline?
That people should think nepotism is bad, that's mainline. Ooh, yeah, like for this. Sure. People do believe that nepotism is bad.
Is it right that they think nepotism is bad?
No, that is my contention.
You're saying nepotism is good and people should think.
I'm saying that it if is you good. Can if you can nepotistically bring up your relatives or loved ones or whatever into a better position, like, great.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. But what if they're not good at it? And what if that makes other people's
lives? Then the egg is on your face. Mm. It's a gamble.
Okay. How about this one? Nepotism can be dangerous.
Yeah. Yes. Mainline.
Mainline. Family is beautiful.
Mainline. Yes.
Football is exciting.
English football is very exciting.
I'm just saying football.
Okay. No, that's okay. Yeah, works. Yeah. You know mainline.
Niche would be Gaelic football, AFL, rugby league. I'm saying football.
I completely feel you.
If it's called football, it is exciting. Sex wouldn't be appropriate right now. Mainline.
Yeah.
Most people are doing their best.
Avant-garde.
You think that's avant-garde?
Mm.
How would we make that
mainline?
Most
people are doing their best.
Not
most people are attempting to do their best.
Oh, here we go. Are trying.
Most people are doing their best. No, I would say mainline would be no one is doing their best.
How about most people are trying to do their best?
Oh, I would even say no to that.
This is, you're revising it down so much. The average man on the street, the average man, woman.
Trying their best. What is it to try? I'm not trying my best and I'm really giving it a hot crack.
I think you are trying your best. How do you think you could try harder?
I look at all the videos that we do afterwards and yeah. I have a whole list of the things that I would have done better.
Would have. But
could have if I was more conscious, if I was thinking, if I wasn't distracted and like.
But in the moment of the thing, you're very conscientious.
I so need a light behind Darcy right now.
You need a light behind Darcy.
And it is annoying me and I know it would be my best to do it.
Shall we take a break? Until you put the light behind us.
No, I want to be mainline. I don't want to try my best.
Hold on.
This is mainline pod.
I'm saying the mainline is that most people are trying to do their best. Okay?
Oh.
And so that's the standard we hold ourselves to. That's the standard mainline holds us to. That's the standard we hold each other to. Do we need a light behind Darcy's head?
Oh, yeah, but yes.
Because this is avant-garde. To let it through to the keeper on purpose and just keep talking about it is avant-garde. To do something about it is mainline.
I might take the avant-garde route because I've sort of painted myself in the corner.
Well, what can we do? Do we want to move Darcy forward?
No, he's looking.
Do we want to move Darcy further back?
No, he's looking great.
It's all right. You guys chat. I'll sort it out.
Hey, James.
Okay, I don't think I said any of the things I wasn't meant to say on the BetterHelp read. I'm going to say the thing I meant to say again. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/catamaran. That's BETTERHELP.com/catamaran. I'm going to keep going. Traveling is important. Some of the wars that happened a long time ago were good. Abuse isn't love. Children are difficult. Addiction is complicated. Poor mental health isn't always an excuse for hatefulness. Gambling is part of our way of life. Nature is both under threat and a threat. Pollution is the fault of the rich. Money solves some problems. Being special is a kindness. Technology presents opportunities. Suffering is growth. Simplicity is beauty. Mainline. Look after your friends. Mainline. It's okay to leave your family. That's mainline, but we don't agree. That's mainline, but we don't agree.
Yeah,
and on these things that are mainline that we don't agree, we just move on. Okay? We don't have to comment. We don't have to. But it's got fingernails. We don't have to say that. You know? How many boosters? We don't have to say that. Mainline. Football has a cultural problem. Football is poorly officiated. See, here's another one. Here's another two. Here's another two that are mainline, but I don't agree with. People who don't have sex are insane. That's mainline. I don't agree. Here's another one. Weirdly, asexual people have a wonderful gift. How is that sitting with the other one? And how are they both mainline? Well, I disagree. Mainline.
Yes.
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 Mainline.
Mainline.
Can I see the list?
Yeah.
Awesome. Where were we?
We finished the list.
Oh. You want it back?
Yeah. Okay, good. Hey, giving things back, leaving no trace. Mainline.
Yeah.
I think Darcy has done such a good job. He's unlocked custodian of the smallest bell. Use it wisely, use it sparingly.
What do I use it for?
You'll know. Well, I was going to have a whole lot more of these, but what I'm going to do on an episode... Now, when we push it back out again, Darcy, here's what I'd like to do in a future episode. There's a podcast called Subway Takes. Have you heard this one?
I haven't, but tell me about it.
Well, there's a guy on the subway.
Yeah.
And with another guy on the subway. And the guest has some sort of take, some sort of idea. Crisps aren't as good as they used to be. And the guy will say, oh, I 100% disagree. I think crisps are exactly the same. And the first guy will go, man, the fuck you know about crisps? Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I think that would have been a good time to use the bell.
Oh.
Anyway, so my thought was instead of Subway Takes, we could do Bus Gives, where we would give each other our ideas and wear suits on the bus. See, then we take it out of this room, we're doing it on a bus. Then the podcast is happening on a bus. We start with this mainline idea and then we make it a little bit, this is our default, this is the most mainline we get. And then maybe we start pushing it again. Be a little more avant-garde. We went so avant-garde. It's time to bring it that. You don't think it was that avant-garde?
I don't understand.
It opens with a Flight to Switzerland reference. We get kicked out of a mall. I'm staring into traffic silently for whole minutes. Have you ever seen any of that in a podcast? Ever? Ever?
I haven't really seen that out there, but like when I was making it, it just was right. It was the right thing to have to do.
Yes.
Mainline.
Hold on. No. No. Doing the right thing is not mainline. Doing the right thing is avant-garde. Trying to do the right thing is mainline. Doing the right thing is avant-garde.
I can agree with that, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
Isn't that something?
Trying to do it, do the right thing.
Because mainline people, they don't know. Like, I would have thought it would be mainline to be in the mall. I thought that would be more mainline to be in the mall and more avant-garde to be in the city, downtown. But actually, you know, doing something interesting in the mall is more avant-garde. You got to do something interesting with the interesting people. You do something interesting with the non-interesting people, that's even more avant-garde. Doing the wrong thing in the wrong way is more mainline than doing the wrong thing in the right way. And vice versa. Things must go along to get together, to go together. I can't tell you, I was scared when I watched that video. I was scared. I thought, what does this mean for our sponsor? I think the sponsors were, I don't know what I was doing. I had a bucket hat and a Marlon Brando portrait. Staring into traffic saying, I miss Darcy. I'd hit the bell. And it's so good to have you here. I feel so much more comforted having you here, Darcy.
Thank you. Can I get a better bell?
No, you can earn it.
But this one's so bad.
No. That's your starter bell. You're not using it at the right times at the moment. When you figure out how to use the bell. When I hear the bell come in.
We move on.
Three times at the right time. Then you can be, and in a row. You got one wrong, you're back to scratch. You got to work your way up to a good bell, Darcy. You got to the bell number one. That's a hard one to get. This one, I don't know. I don't know what has to happen for you to get to this bell. But this bell, I don't think you're that far away from this bell. I'll allow that one.
Yay!
Feels more mainline. This feels mainline. This feels like the nourishing mainline that we need. Sam, do you feel that this is more mainline?
I felt it started pretty mainline.
Yeah.
I feel it tending toward the avant-garde at this point.
Here, here. That's what we need.
Back down to zero. Back down to zero. You don't understand.
Oh, sorry, I can't swear with a sponsor.
No, the sponsor's done. You can swear now.
Yeah, but...
There's only two words you're not allowed to say on... three.
Is it the one starting with S?
With what?
Is it the one starting with S?
The one with S is fine.
What, are you kidding?
The S word.
You know, when it comes to...
Shit?
No, shit? No. On topic, on topic. That...
Sino?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see, oh, Sam, I never thought of that.
Sam.
Yeah.
He's got a mind on him.
Switzerland.
That's why he's not in front of the camera. He's got a big mind on him.
Yeah. You're right. Sweden? Switzerland. You know what I'm talking about. Canada.
No.
S. The big S. Yeah. Okay, the S. We don't say the S. What else do you think's on there? The words that we don't say. I didn't even think about that. I was avoiding saying it, but I didn't even think of it as one of the ones we weren't meant to say. Only saying the right words, that's mainline. Talking about the words that we're not allowed to say starts to actually feel mainline early 2000s type conversations about. Yeah, that's like callback mainline. What are the other words, Darcy, that you would be afraid to say on the podcast? We can bleep.
How do I know I can trust you?
Because it has to come out and I have to make money from the show, so it's in my.
Oh, you interest. Bought me a. Okay, yeah, you bought me a sandwich.
Well, there's one that starts with the. I bought you a sandwich. There's the N word, so that's out.
Yeah.
So don't feel the need to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, many people have made mistakes.
Many people.
Appropriate, and they were getting a pass.
In this chair.
Which chair?
The one I'm sitting in.
No, she was wonderful. But so the N word we are very careful about. Although there was someone in Survivor, a different S word, who got kicked out apparently for rapping the N word aggressively over and over again. That's what the Reddit pages were saying.
Mm.
Darcy, you ever watch television?
Not often enough. Not to TV, television.
TV. You like cinema?
I'd say, yeah.
What are some of your favorite movies?
Well, There Will Be Blood. I like that film.
Great movie. I drink your milkshake.
It's a good one. It's about character. It's about.
Are you basing your look on Daniel Day-Lewis in that movie?
No, nowhere near. He's got that weird sort of angry hunch to him.
He does.
You know, when he starts getting really worked up, that sort of. I'm not even close to that yet.
What? How do you feel about Quentin Tarantino saying that Paul Dano was weak sauce and one of the worst actors in the Screen Actors Guild because of his performance in that movie? How do you feel
I'd
about
Paul
Dano? I'd
say that's an avant-garde opinion. I wouldn't say that.
You think Paul Dano's good?
I think he can be good.
I think he's
not,
good
not to say
role.
He's bad, not to give a judgment to say that he's automatically,
yep.
You know, second rate. But, you know, for what he can call up upon, especially in the film that we're talking about, There Will Be Blood, he can cry, he can act, he can... He was just the type of character that he was playing sort of bled into, I guess, how he was seen on set. So if he's playing some, attempting to be manipulative.
This is a great point. This is a great point. If he's meant to be a manipulative, weak, secondary, beta, tricky, trickster, disgusting
he's
person.
He's trying to live up to his brother.
And it comes across on screen.
And it comes across on the set too.
And
it doesn't do well. People think, oh, he's exactly what he's trying to be playing. Even when he's not playing.
It's like when someone's playing a loser, but you go, surely everyone would just say, this guy was the most charismatic, wonderful guy in the history of the world. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
You know? You watch Notting Hill. You know? It's, oh, I can't imagine why this film starlet would be interested in me. Because you're Hugh Grant. You look good. You sound good. Smell good. Make love good. And sing good. There Will Be Blood, a great movie. Darcy's top. Films.
Absolutely.
Next.
Oh.
You like Tarkovsky?
I do like Tarkovsky, yes.
You like...
I've only seen Stalker yet, and I haven't started Stalker. On Stellaris yet.
How did you come to see Stalker?
Well, I heard about it because there were people talking about how the mythos around the film is obviously what can gravitate you towards it, but also just about the story and the artisanship about... from Tarkovsky is also a lure.
And miracles.
Yes.
And the sublime.
Hmm.
Do you believe in miracles, Darcy?
are divine miracles that are the ones you hear in, you know, old fables. I don't know.
I believe in miracles, Darcy.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Good. I'll give you a... Oh, I can't touch you from here, but, you know, just in spirit.
Darcy's back on to one. Darcy's up to one. One in a row. We're going to keep going until we get to we've taught. I love it. Next movie, Darcy.
A Bronx Tale.
What's that?
A Bronx Tale is a film directed by Chaz Palminteri. And Palminteri is, it's an almost autobiographical film.
Bronx Tale?
A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale. It's about himself.
Yeah.
Essentially, because it's based on a one-man play, which is based on himself when he was a young boy.
And Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
All right, I will try and watch A Bronx Tale. Have you seen Heat?
I've seen Heat.
Heat, having not seen A Bronx Tale, I haven't seen a lot of films. I adore Heat.
Heat is good.
Paul Anderson, Thomas Anderson?
No.
Paul?
It's Michael Mann?
Michael Mann.
Michael Mann. And it's Robert De Niro and it's Al Pacino.
Yes.
And it's a young...
Val Kilmer.
Yes, but also Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman's the teenage girl.
Emphasis on teenage. I didn't pick that up that fast.
It's Natalie Portman.
I didn't know that.
It has two of my favorite ever moments in cinema. One is a Natalie Portman has just... You know that S word? Anyway, she's just had a real red hot crack, but it hasn't worked out. And the cop goes to her. He rescues her, goes to her. He really wants to be on the case, you know? But he's there for his family. He's there for his stepdaughter. And the wife who's left him says, you know, you can go and hunt the bad guy. And he's coming out of the S ward, the bad place, for people who despaired. And as he's coming down the steps, immediately, as he's coming down the steps, because he gets to go back to the case, he skips. He does a little skip down the steps. And he's excited. Of course, she's got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up, but this is also great. But I love that scene. I love the skipping down the steps. And I also love when Robert De Niro decides he's going to go and kill the guy.
Yeah.
At the end. And he's there with the woman, and he's making his getaway, but he knows...
He's at the airport, yeah, and he's deciding.
He's driving. He's doing the drive, and he's just got the information that he could go and kill the guy, but it might ruin his whole life.
Hmm.
And I don't think Robert De Niro's had a couple good moments in the film up to this point, but this is why you pay Robert De Niro the money, because he does a look, and it goes about 3 seconds, and the look is him going, I'm going to destroy my life and all of my happiness. And I like that. And I'm going to do it now. All right. He goes, that's Robert De Niro doing that. I'm going to do it to you, Darcy. You know what I'm saying? So he goes.
That look.
Is that look. That's a multi-million-dollar look.
Mm.
Is it a mainline look?
That is an avant-garde. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think when something is truly great, it ceases to be either mainline or avant-garde. But we don't get to decide when that happens. It happens to us. We can... Do you know what I'm saying?
It's Pythagorean.
It's hypotenutical. We can set up the A and the B, but the C squared, that's in the hands of the angels. That's a miracle. Too late. You were too late. You were too late. You don't lose a point. You don't gain a point. I am disappointed.
I'm frowned upon.
I am disappointed.
Oh, I was waiting on a cue from Sam. A little, do it. No.
No. Don't tip him off. We all
busy.
Well, that probably... That brings this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan to a close.
Oh,
did we solve the mainline avant-garde problem that we have specifically in the podcast?
Well, here's I think it's just about mixing it up. And it's about when you do some avant-garde, you bring it back to mainline for a while. I was wondering if we should keep the avant-garde for the Patreon. That it's a serious possibility that there are people who want to pay for it. There are true believers. There are those who are hungry for the avant-garde, and they'll pay for the privilege. You know, we need to differentiate what is on. Do we hide Darcy away on the Patreon? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the world needs to see him. We also have to figure out what to do with Darcy. We have to figure out what to do with Darcy.
Has he already become a problem, or what's the...
It's not a problem. It's a solution, but I don't know. I can't believe we were so blessed to meet Darcy. I mean, Darcy's been terrific today. Darcy, you've been absolutely terrific today.
Well, thank you, thank you. Can I get out of the chair now? I really feel like I'm waiting for a dentist. Like something's going to fall on my head. I wasn't kidding about this. Feels like, you know, I've been held by the Mexican cartel. Like people here, watching the camera, they don't see the fact that this is a garage. People don't see the fact that, you know, there's bare wooden beams and there's drywall cinder block and there's a very, very dirty concrete pad floor. I mean, it's not even carpet. I am in danger, but I'm with a good friend. James, is it Donald Forbes or Forbes Donald?
Donald Forbes.
McCann. From the catamaran plan.
Back up to one. Catamaran ho, everybody! That's avant-garde.
Yeah, it's avant-garde. Yeah,
handing the podcast over to another man.
Oh, hold on.
Feels avant-garde.
Take your bell.
No.
Oh, okay. That's okay, sorry. Take your bell.
You've worked your way up now. You've worked your way up. Really? You get all the bells.
Wow.
Have we started?
We're on.
Oh. All right, I'll stop talking. Darcy, it's your show.
So this is like Vince McMahon leading the Tonight Show, you know? You wouldn't know because whatever. What do I talk about? There's no person to talk about.
You just need to intro the show. Hey guys, and welcome.
Hello, everyone. This is the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Podcast. That's it. Today.
Can be whatever time of day you want it to be.
In all moments.
This solstice. I forgot it. I'm flubbed up. Solstice. Oh. This Anzac Day. You are in for a treat. Today we have, as my guest, Darcy. Darcy from that one interview, you know. That one guy, he's behind me.
Am I Darcy?
You're Darcy.
I thought you were Darcy.
No, this is avant-garde.
But it's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
Yeah.
Hosted by Darcy.
Yes. Wait, no.
I'm still me. You're still you.
Oh, come on.
Do you want us to wear special wigs and change clothes?
Right now? Yeah, you keep it to yourself. All right. So, tell me about yourself, Jimmy.
Well, I was born in Adelaide.
Wow, that's awesome. Round of applause for Adelaide. All right. Where in Adelaide?
I was born at the Ashford Hospital.
Awesome. Round of applause for Ashford Hospital. Is it still there?
It's still there, yeah.
Thank you, Sam. You're earning your pay. All right, what else about Ashfield? Were you born in... What floor?
I don't know.
You don't know what floor you're born on?
It doesn't say it on the birth certificate. I should get it checked.
Sheesh. All right, we'll assume that you were born on the ground floor. We can say lobby, we can... No, you seem like you're born in the basement, kind of. Anyhow. So, what did you do for the first 13 years of your life?
We started in the... We were in Glenelg. My dad was a teacher at a school called Emmanuel. So I got sent there. My father was not a Lutheran. It's a Lutheran school. And there was some frisson.
Oh.
So eventually I got taken out of there. He left there and we went off somewhere else. And eventually we went to the eastern suburbs. But first 13 years of life, I... Three schools in 3 years at one point. Found it hard to settle in.
So you were changing schools a lot and suburbs.
Changing schools a lot and suburbs. And I was probably not a very sociable young lad. Showed some odd signs. I was dropped on my head as a very small child. Came out of a perambulator, a stroller,
and cracked my head, and I've got a huge scar. And had to go to occupational therapy. No one could understand what I was saying. I don't know if that's connected to the head. But you know, couldn't catch a ball, couldn't write neatly, dysgraphic, all that sort of thing. I would say not until puberty, which was quite late, did a degree of ability to be have a normalcy come to the fore. I definitely feel like I've gotten, I've managed to pass as normal more convincingly as I've aged. But up until the age of about 15, 16, no chance. No chance at all.
Wow. Well, tell me about coming into normalcy, as you would say, to parrot your words. What was it to sort of come from where you were into normalcy? Tell me about that. How did it feel?
Oh, as I get older, I have it more and more that I find that normalcy is sort of a part one can play. And I think some people find it very easy when they're very young to play the part of being normal. And for some people, it's something learnt. Some people start normal and they go away from it. Some people are normal their whole lives. Some people never have a single hope of being normal. But I think normalcy is something we should use when it's to our advantage or to when it helps us to increase in virtue. You know?
Yeah. So how did it feel being normal again? Well,
I couldn't believe it, Darcy.
Couldn't believe it. It's like
I remember the moment that I went from being a weirdo at school to being people being sort of interested.
People being interested. So
I got elected a prefect.
You were?
I went from being a very, very unpopular boy in middle school to in senior school being a prefect.
So
it was quite strange.
So you sort of, you came into your own, you started
all of a sudden girls were a little interested. Puberty. I think my brain rewired a little in puberty. I found all of a sudden that I could catch a ball. Where a ball I could not catch before, all of a sudden, I had normal coordination. I was entirely spastic previously. And now with great attention and care, I can do things like run at an ordinary speed.
What speed were you running at before?
Slow and unusual.
Was abnormal. It tested?
Was it tested?
Yeah, was it
with
tested?
With sports days, I would go, well, I'm the same size as these boys. How is it that when we run in a line, they all go so much faster than me, and I'm all the way back here? And I think I had coordination problems. I don't know what it was. I'm told that the brain rewires during puberty, and I believe I was given some sort of access to a... It was no hope for me to play a normal sport at that point. I love sport now. But at the time, I had been so almost handicapped in my inability to participate in sport that, you know, no basketball. My dad was the basketball coach. He benched me. Where was the nepotism there? It was the right thing to do for the team. But I couldn't learn. I couldn't get better in any regard. And so by the time that 15, 16 puberty kicks in, late puberty, all of a sudden I can do everything. But other people, if they've been learning how to play cricket their whole damn lives, I'm no hope at catching up now. So I had to play weird sports if I was to play at a normal level. I had to play sports that people were only just starting to play then. Badminton, squash, water polo.
Water polo?
I was a goalie. I was a hockey goalie. Field hockey goalkeeper. How does that make... Sam, you're allowed to...
Yeah, that's just such an amazing image. Like, yes.
So much gear. I'd never done it before, year 12. Awesome. And I went into the firsts, which is the only team they had, because no one else wanted to be the field hockey goalie. And I had some good saves over the course of the year. I don't think we lost any games because of me. Darcy, did you ever play a sport?
I never really had a sport to stick to during school. I was... I mean, I can... so word collaborate. I can empathize with you. I had sort of, I guess, early coordination issues with you know, sports, with, you know, kicking balls or passing. I'd always flub it, especially football, where you have to kick it on a certain angle or pass it by doing that that weird shot put thing or whatever. It always failed for me. And
Of course, you start developing those things as you, you grow up. But I empathize with you. I can relate to you that you got into a sport. I never did. So I don't know what you were talking about for, nine or strike. I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't really know if I picked the right number there.
You say nine?
Like, yeah.
You said nine.
It was a six, but I played a nine.
What is a six and a nine?
Okay. All right. Hey, mainline. It would be wrong to have six now. Mainline, Darcy.
Yes.
Jesus. Don't you ever touch my bills again.
I thought you said
no,
I
was a joke. I'm kidding. I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun.
You're
I'm just
having a chair, fun. Man. Come on, respect when you
tell me about you. Darcy.
Yes?
When did you finish school?
3 years ago. Oh, okay, that's too long. Late 2023.
Late 2023. Have you ever had a job? Did you work at McDonald's or similar?
I was never lucky enough to get one of those. No.
It's true, man. I remember when I got my McDonald's job, it felt like I was getting away with something. In hindsight, it's like, that's not a job anyone should want. But when you get it, when you're a young man and you get, when I got my Subway jobs, I worked at Subway. I was removed from there. I worked at a Billy Baxter's restaurant. They didn't like me.
Oh.
But it's really something to have a job as a young man. So have we ever had a job?
I cannot say that I had a job, a long-term employment on a salary or, docked pay. I never had that, no.
We've got to use Darcy in the movie at very least. We've got to have a role for Darcy in the movie. We're making a movie.
You're making a movie?
We got money for the movie. The money's in the bank account.
Tell us about the movie, if you're allowed to.
It's currently a secret, but we have several hundred thousand dollars.
Okay.
Budget. It's not enough for a feature film, but we're going to make a very budget feature film.
Would it be enough for a catamaran, please? Would it be enough for a catamaran?
So catamaran we have valued at about $500,000 plus crew.
How big is this catamaran going to be? Because $500,000, that's a new build or a very recent model of a catamaran.
I think not a too old secondhand. But
you're right, Sam. You look like you're...
No, I'm just thinking.
You look like you're in timeout.
Yeah. I feel somewhat timeouted. No, it's... I just thought, wouldn't you want to be the person who smashes the champagne?
Oh, I'd want it to be new.
Or you'd at least want video proof that it smashed. Because isn't there a big superstition when you...
Yeah, sailor superstition. If the bottle does not break, then the ship is cursed or... we'll have bad luck.
Because I did a filming thing for, it's like Rodney Fox Shark Adventures or something. It's like a guy down here in SA who takes people on shark cage.
Oh, yeah, those things, yeah.
And I was part of the crew who was filming his launching of his new boat. And they got this woman to do the champagne against the hull and it just bounced off and fell into the water.
And they never used that boat again.
Well, I assume they did, and they just sort of laughed it off. But I think there are a few people going, "Oh."
I wonder if there's a way to just wait around at the dock for once, because I don't go for that nonsense. And I think if a priest came and blessed it, I'd be okay.
Fair enough.
So here's my thing: is can you get a discount? Go down there, wait for the christenings to fail, and then go. I'll buy it back. I'll pay you 90% of what you paid for it.
I think there's something there.
Part ways with this doomed vessel. I'll take care of it.
Well, yeah. What do I go with this? Well, absolutely. It is a superstition, and it certainly... There are people, I assume, in places you could term as... less fortunate societies that will definitely carry these superstitions down to the grave with them.
You're talking about Italians.
You said it, not me. No, but there are definitely more seafaring cultures out there.
Yeah.
And these superstitions do hold a lot of weight. And it isn't just on the fact that, that the bottle doesn't break. It's also what's in the bottle.
I didn't know this.
In the Great Lakes of America, during Prohibition, when they were launching a few of their ships, they... obviously, where they weren't allowed to use alcohol, wine, or champagne. So they did use things like soda water or some nothing you needed. And Well, it being the Great Lakes, a lot of these ships did sink.
Yeah.
And I can't name any examples, but...
No, no. I mean, I've seen those. I've been to the Great Lakes.
You have?
I have.
Which lake?
Erie.
Lake Erie. That's the slightly smaller one, but still pretty big.
It's north of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Well, that makes sense.
And it's you can see trees being buffeted. It's huge, big waves. This is a big body of water. But the wind, it's all wind waves, really.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Not,
and I don't know if the moon and the tides have anything to do with it, but seeing a petrified log bounce around in a freshwater sea, it looks like. It's really, it stayed with me. It's the cover of my third book of poems, Splish Splash, is me at Lake Erie. Photo taken by Margot Holbert, friend of the show, who I'd like to introduce you to. I'd like to do the next episode at a pub called Urn Mally. And I have all these people who'd like to meet you, Darcy.
Really?
Yes. Including Margot, who is a classical architect. She trained at Notre Dame in South Bend. And she's designing a museum at the moment.
Wow.
And she's really one of many people who have actually expressed interest in our set of meeting Darcy. Sam McDonough's going to come on down. Jack Blanche. Paul Galash. These names won't necessarily resonate, but these are the creme de la creme of the literary elite. I want you to meet Stan.
Stan? Who is Stan?
Stan is a weird cat. But you'll love Stan. There are some ladies as well. There are some eligible ladies who wouldn't mind meeting Darcy, I don't think. Just saying.
All right then. I mean, we're at a pub, so, you know, let the social fluids flow, I guess. Fluids flow.
How about we practice a little chastity on that front?
Shit. Oh, okay. You see, I tried to make this straight, and you're going, oh, he said 6 and 9. Sheesh, you can't say that. Oh,
I think
talking about sex.
You think this is the second episode, or this is part where we do another long episode? Yeah, it's one thing.
Just let it roll.
We have a little break in the middle. It's so nice. I think this has been, again, this is one of my favorite episodes. Darcy.
You say that with every episode.
Yeah, but they keep, no, actually I...
Or you just keep on improving, you keep on becoming
sometimes
better and better.
Sometimes I'm pretty bleak and pretty unpleasant. And I'm working on that. Can I tell you something that I've been working through this week?
Yes, you may tell me.
Darcy, is that when we change our state in life, we go down. You know, when we move up a category, it can feel like we're going down overall. I'll give you an example. Before I had my children, I was one of the best hipsters in Adelaide, back when hipster meant something.
Oh, yeah.
I had my bicycle. I was living on Rundle Street. I was living on Rundle Street. I was next to the Exeter. I was above Veg on Loving It. It was a great pad. I had a hot girlfriend, hot fun girlfriend from New Zealand. Fun, weird, ethnic, hot, hot. My wife's a fox. She's hot. And we would just hang out. And I was working for a street press magazine, Rip It Up.
Oh.
Crazy, man. I was a music journalist in Adelaide in a city apartment. One thing leads to another, and we get married, we have a baby, and then all the music magazines have shut down, and I'm writing copy. I'm writing, you know, those ads that people are getting us to read, I'm writing those for other people.
Oh.
And I would write thousands of, I mean, I to get into the business, I took a job doing... it was sort of what it was. This is before AI. Now you would just get AI to pump it out. You used to get Indians. So I took a job that's sort of from the West, and Indians are kind of meant to do for, you know, we'll pay you $7, you write us 1,000 words. But I would just crank out like 8, 9, 10,000 word days, not making any money, but really going above and beyond, and having almost nothing, and like just mental, like crippled hands. I probably never quite wrote. It was probably close to like $20 per 1,000 words. I was probably writing more like 5,000, 6,000 words a day. But it was a lot. And but I had gone from being, now I had a young family and a wife to look after. A hot wife? Absolutely. But I'd gone and I couldn't drive. And that meant something bad when I had a child to look after. So I went from being top hipster to normal, low-down, working class failed dad, not making money, not being able to provide, having a suburban rental with a housemate or whatever. So that I'd gone up, and that there's a child now. I have a family. I'm an older man. I'm moving up. But the actual, now that I'm in that higher category, I'm right at the bottom of that category. I was at the top of the smaller category, but now I'm at the bottom of this category. This is how I feel having come back to Australia, is that when I came back, I was, I'd done, as a comedian, hot shit, Darcy. I'd been to America. Who else goes to America and makes it from this country? Not a lot of people. I was at the top. And so we've gone up a category now, which is we've got a whole production team. We're making a movie. Mm. We're making a podcast. We're all working with each other. It's beautiful. But I've gone from being the most exciting, most like really highly competent comedian to maybe the worst small businessman in the city. I'm not a good small businessman. I got people depending on me. I got Sam depending. I got Sam and his family depending on me. I got my own family depending on me. I got all these people got to make the movie. Darcy, increasingly, I feel like
here's another dependent.
Here's another dependent. Oh. Because, but we, I need to bring Darcy into the fold because Darcy's got it. It's not an option. As long as Darcy wants to be here doing it, we're going to figure out how to take care of Darcy because the show involves Darcy now. And I wasn't looking for that and I wasn't trying for that. But I don't see any way around it. The man's quality. The man's got it.
We weren't even trying.
We really weren't trying.
It happened on our first time.
It just happened. That's very good. Very good, Sam.
Wow.
We weren't even trying. It just happened on our first. We let our guard down for a moment.
And I guess here we are. I mean,
the reservoir broke. And now we've got a Darcy. I love that. Darcy's got it. You see what he was saying? He's quick with it. But I have to figure that out, and I have to quickly come up to a level. I got to speak to an accountant. I got to figure out incomings and outgoings. I got to manage expectations. I got to look after myself and other people. And it's like, all right, well, that's a whole different kind of guy that I have to be. That's a whole new kind of man, and I'm not very good at it yet. And I feel very deeply, and I'm in pain. But it's going to get better.
It will. It's gotta. You got forward momentum, and even when you change gears, you just got to lay off the accelerator just a little bit before you can put it back on. And
I fucking love that. I fucking love that. Darcy, if
dance.
I had one of the bells, I'd be dinging it right about now.
You want one?
Yeah, hit me with that little bell. No, give me my big bell. Even okay. In the avant-garde position, I'm right. Mr. Big Bell. Say it again, Darcy.
When you're changing gears,
yeah,
you got to lay off the accelerator,
yeah,
before you can. I flubbed it. It's always so much better when you do it the first time because it comes right off the tongue.
It's always so much better when you do it the first time. Bars.
When you're changing gears, you have to lay off the accelerator before you can put the pedal back on. Was that it?
That was it.
That was it.
Darcy, how much driving have you done?
How much riding?
How much driving?
I don't drive. It's simple, I guess. You press the button, you go forward.
No, you press the button, you go forward. Hey, press the button, go forward. I think this is a mainline, avant-garde, togetherness, community. I'm feeling it now.
Mainline is us pressing the button and going forward.
Mainline is pressing the button and going forward. Avant-garde is not pressing the button, doing some sort of TikTok dance up the back of the vehicle.
And still going forward.
Wearing masks, eyes wide shut style, eating some caviar. In a hamburger. Is it not ringing the bell?
Does it have to be Eyes Wide Shut?
I've never seen it. Is it a good movie? How could eyes be wide shut?
It's a good film. It's just
eyes can be wide open or eyes can be shut. How could they be wide shut? Doesn't make any sense.
I thought you were talking about, you know, what happens in Eyes Wide Shut.
I don't know what happens. I've never seen it.
Thank God. Well,
Yes.
Do I get a point for that, even though I'm the host now? I'll take that as a yes. Well, now we talk about something else.
No, we probably have to wrap it up.
Oh, you...
Close it up.
Well...
Tell them you love them.
Do I have to?
Tell them you love them.
Okay. I love you all.
Tell him you miss him.
I missed you.
Tell him you want him.
I want you.
Tell him you need him.
I need you.
Say catamaran ho.
Catamaran ho.
Now shout affirmation.
Affirmation.
Now make an affirmation.
What do I do now?
You make an affirmation.
Lead me into this. Come on. What do you
make
mean?
An affirmation. I'm gonna become the man I have to be.
I'm going to
look after the people around me. These are my affirmation. Those are my ones. Now you make one.
Affirmation. I will become the person that has always been in place when you think of a dream. When I think of my dreams, I think of someone doing those, and I'm going to become that someone. I'm going to fulfill them.
Affirmation! Sam.
Thus is becoming the man of his dreams.
Hit us with an affirmation,
that
Sam.
That sounds gay.
Affirmation.
Give it to us, Sam.
I will try my best.
Yeah.
Affirmation. Hey, I think you are. I think you are. This has been the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. And I think it's going to keep being the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. But with Darcy, how can we fail?
How can we fail?
Darcy's got it. Darcy's got it. Darcy, you don't have any horrifying secrets that are going to come out and ruin this whole project, do you? Feel free to hit us with a no.
No.
Great. Seriously.
Should we have ended the other episode with...
No.
You know, this... Once again, thank you for BetterHelp or whatever the hell it was called.
Can you just give a quick BetterHelp ad just to lead us out? And once again, thanks to our sponsors, BetterHelp.
And once again, thank you to our sponsor, today's sponsor, BetterHelp, for sponsoring the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
Darcy, do you have any problems in your heart with doing ad reads?
It's reading words. It's not necessarily believing in a message. If you can read the...
If you can get to that point, that's very exciting. You could Shabbos Goy these ads for me.
Yeah.
That would be a real job.
If you... you can read a phone book if you just say it with... would it be conviction?
Yeah.
Like, you know those stupid ads that are like, oh, well, here we have the master of all paints, Crow's Paints. Thank you once again for Crow. You know, you can do that.
He's a natural.
I guess I am. I watch too much.
I don't even know if they're real paints. I want them. Crow's Paints?
Crow's. Like, what was it called? Crowies? Crowies. Yeah.
Let's get Crowies Paints on the line.
Yes. Thank you for not sponsoring us, Crow's Paints. They exist now. We'll trademark it. Put it in the movie. Well, thank you again for BetterHelp for sponsoring the video today, the podcast. And thank you again for having me here, Sam, James, and Sam's concubine in the garage.
They're actually married.
Married?
That's my wife.
That's his wife.
Oh. Well, thank you to Simone. Thank you.
Perfect.
Das.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.